We have two widely divergent scripture lessons this morning, and we have two different areas of focus. You've heard the scripture lessons. The areas of focus are Father's Day and our scholarship awards. Rather than to try to force both scriptures to have something to say about both subjects, it occurred to me that the Old Testament lesson speaks directly to the issue of fathership, while the New Testament talks about scholarship. So let me go with that, and let me be brief. By the way, I understand that some people in this congregation actually time the sermons that you hear here. To save you the trouble, this one's about 8 minutes. There are stories in the Bible that are actually humorous, and this the story that Helen read is one of them. Here you have one of the ancient patriarchs hanging out at home. He looks up, and lo and behold, there are three men standing there. Let's assume they were angels or some sort of messengers from God, as the story turns out. The ancient Hebrew laws of hospitality swing into action, and Abraham says, "Don't go away. Come, sit, have some refreshment." I say, okay. Abraham goes running off, and first he goes to his wife Sarah and says, "Quick, make some bread." Then he goes to the barn and says to a servant, "Quick, find a calf and cook it." Now, how long do you think it takes to do any of those things? Yet, in the blink of an eye, Abraham is putting food in front of his guests and watching them eat. So far, the story sounds like a routine from Jimmy Fallon or Stephen Colbert, but it gets better. The guests say to Abraham, "Where is your wife?" At the time, the Bible tells us, Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90. One of the guests says, "When I come back next year, you and Sarah will have a new baby." Sarah overheard and laughed. And the guest says, "Why did Sarah laugh?" Sarah, nervous, says, "I didn't." And the guest says, "Nah, you did." Well, the story goes on, but that's where the passage for today ends. You all know, or should, that they did have a baby, and that Abraham went on to be considered the founder of the entire Hebrew nation. As the theologian Marcus Borg said, everything is in the Bible is true, and some of it really happened. My point for all of this is that Abraham is one of the Bible's foremost examples of fatherhood. Think of the things he did. He was, for starters, the 10th generation descendant of Noah. In another story, he pleaded with God to save Sodom. King Abimelech of the Philistines, where Abraham and Sarah lived, acknowledged him as a prophet, gave him gifts of protection. But perhaps his most important contribution to history is that he was the founder and patriarch of Western civilization as we know it today. The three most basic faiths of the world are known as the Abrahamic religions. In Judaism, Abraham is the father of the covenant, which is that special relationship between the Jewish people and God, the chosen people. For Christianity, he's the prototype of all believers, Jewish or Gentile. In Islam, he is seen as the link in the chain of prophets that begins with Adam and culminates with Muhammad. All of us, fathers and mothers alike, owe our ancestry to Abraham, the father of all fathers. God promised him that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars. And that illustrates, seems to me, how important fathers are to us. Abraham was the father of our civilization. We honor him in the same way that we here in the States honor George Washington, for example, and call him the father of our country. Fathers are important. Traditional values that we ascribe to them are protector, provider, strength, the anchor, caregiver. And I hasten to say that in our current culture, women do all these things too. And fathers have taken on some of the roles previously held by mothers. I don't remember the product, but have you seen the commercial on TV where a man is dressing up in women's clothing and makeup, and then the camera pulls away, and we see that he's having a pretend tea party with his 5-year-old daughter? Today's fathers are more important than they have ever been, and we love them and honor them. Now let me turn briefly to our scholarship recipients. Many of you are graduating this year and going off to further schooling for the first time. The rest of you are continuing on that path. And this is the time of year when all of the evening news is filled with stories about what important people have to say about your future at commencement ceremonies. They tend to talk about how the future is in your hands and how you can do anything you want with your life. The Bible has some similar words of wisdom in the passage from Romans that I just read. Take pride in your problems. Trouble produces endurance. Endurance produces character. And character produces hope. Now, this is not to say go search out problems. As a former director of the FBI said just a few days ago, Lordy, the problems will come find you. Truth be told, the only part of that he actually said was, Lordy. But it's already on T-shirts. Problems will find you, scholarship recipients, dealing with them, challenging them, overcoming them. That's what produces character. And with character and hope, you can confront head on whatever comes your way. As you begin to venture out on your own, you will encounter decisions that you need to make that you never had to before. Living on campus, perhaps in your own apartment for the first time, you'll be confronted with questions that mom and dad always answered. But it's your turn. Deal with them. Whether it's deciding on a major, studying to pass a difficult course, making sure there's enough money to buy food, it's your turn. Learn how to be on your own. We hope that mom and dad have instilled in you a sense of how to do the right thing but it's your turn. Overcoming problems strengthens your ability to go forward, makes it possible for you to endure the next problem. Do that often enough, and you develop character that will go with you for the rest of your life. Finally, there's a saying in Spanish that I've never found a suitable parallel for in English. It's this: Vaya con Dios. Go with God. Amen.